and welcome back to Panel Talk. I'm Jordan Gallen. I'm so excited to have you guys here. All right, and we are talking about today women in the creative industry. And I have Kayla and Emily with me today.
Hi.
Hello.
All right, so first question, what challenges have you faced in the field? Emily?
Boy, where do I start? It has definitely been a somewhat difficult road. Being not just a woman, but a woman in a relatively small town, you are faced with a lot of not just prejudice, but expectations. And to say that you want to go into a field as, you know, relatively uncommon as animating or storyboarding or illustrating, you're faced with a lot of curious looks that automatically tell you people do not believe in the dream that you have. And it sucks, but, you know, I have since learned to move past it. And to them I say, you know, don't listen to the haters and the doubters, because, you know, what you do and where you end up just comes from inside of you.
Exactly. Right. I can sum that up perfectly.
Yeah.
Because there will always be people who don't believe what you're doing, and they don't believe that you'll ever make it. But the only person that you can truly believe that can make it is you can truly believe in yourself. Nobody else's opinions matters on that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
100%. I totally agree.
All right. Kayla, your turn. You're up.
Yes. Well, I do have to say I've been pretty lucky. You know, I haven't faced too many challenges other than really the challenges that I create myself. You know, sometimes I deal with self-doubt about my success as a creator. And I do kind of take in mind, you know, the fact that there is some prejudice out there against women. And then, you know, men are more likely to succeed just because they're men. You know, unfortunately, that's how it is. And that's how it is. But I do have to say that I have been lucky. I've had very supportive friends and family in my circle who have encouraged me when I've told them I want to be a writer. I want to go on and succeed as a writer, as my career. However, there have been a few people I've run into who have kind of, you know, put that idea there, like, oh, but you know, you might not make it because XYZ, or because, you know,
like, this is
that's a competitive industry. Yeah, that's a competitive industry. I don't know if you really want to go that far, you know. And it's never,
don't you want to play it safe?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, you know, but that's not me. You know, I'm not someone who, I could do it, you know, just because I'm a woman doesn't mean I can't do it. You know, there have been plenty of successful women, female authors, you know, that I can be one of them too. So that's just my
opinion. Why not?
Yep, just kept me going.
Exactly. All right, yeah. So I have an important question. Not that that one wasn't important, but so, are there any women that you can find an inspiration in this field? Emily, you're first.
Good question. I would definitely say that I have two primary sources of inspiration. The first one would be Sophie Campbell. She is a trans woman whom I have a lot of respect for. She developed this graphic novel that I discovered when I was about 11 in my local library. It's called Shadow Eyes. And long story short, it's about this teenager in a dystopian future who can turn into a monster and fight crime. And it's awesome.
Wow.
Really cool. And beyond the story just being really fun, the variety of characters and designs that she has been able to come up with, it makes the world feel so much richer. The people are not limited to one body type, one orientation, one race. You know, it's just a smorgasbord for the eyes, and it's something that was not as common back then as it is now. And I just, from a design standpoint, I just think that's really incredible. And the other one would definitely be Jackie Ormez. She was, I believe, one of, if not the first, very prominent woman of color in the cartooning industry. She developed a bunch of comic strips that went against the very harmful stereotypes of the 40s through 60s. She was able to be very lucrative with her product by developing Patty Jo dolls based on her Patty Jo comic strips. And so, you know, she was not only able to break the mold of what it means to be a woman in that time period, but what it also means to be a woman of color in that time period. And, you know, she was just such a badass in like every sense of the word. And I just have so much respect for that.
Yeah. And I feel like if we weren't acknowledging people of color in this episode, then what's the importance of this episode without it? Because women of color have it much harder than women who are white like me, which I can't imagine is so hard. And she is an amazing person, and she really did set a boundary here.
Absolutely. Yeah, she broke all the glass ceilings. It was very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kayla?
Yeah, that's actually a good segue into one of my inspirations, who is also a woman of color. Her name is Tomi Adeyemi, and she wrote a novel in 2018 called The Children of Blood and Bone. And it's this fantasy novel centers around a Nigerian main character who's magical. And it's just so cool. She goes on this whole adventure, has to save the kingdom, you know, all that heroic, like, yes, girl power, black girl magic type thing. Yes, it's amazing. It's so good. And the reason she's so inspiration to me, I mean, besides the fact that she's a successful author, is because her success story is just so much like the one that I want to have. You know, she went to Harvard, first of all, super smart. Then she graduated. She went to Nigeria and researched there for a year and then wrote this novel. And then it blew up. Like, this first novel she ever wrote just became this like amazing success. And now she has a whole trilogy that she's going to write for it. So, and it's just so inspirational because, you know, back in the day, of course, people of color had all sorts of obstacles and discrimination and prejudice, but it still exists today. You know, unfortunately, that is the case. Yeah. It's not as in your face, I guess, as it was, you know, back in like the 50s, you know, before the whole civil rights movement and everything. Back when it was literally law to discriminate against people of color. But it still exists today. So I can only imagine the type of struggles she must have had to face, big or small, the types of obstacles just got in her way to get into where she is at a quicker pace, you know. But she did it, you know, she overcame all. She's like successful now. She's doing well. And I'm really glad to see that, you know. It's really awesome to see people of color winning, women of color winning. So,
of course. And as you were saying about how it was like much more in your face and like how it was from laws, I just wanted to say how we need to notice the fight against systemic racism and attempt to end this, because it's horrible. And I just applaud them for, especially because they're facing like double discrimination being women and women of color in this industry. So I really applaud them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're doing great. They're doing really great, despite all.
Yeah. All right.
And their stories can bring joy, and even in a time of like when we have all these reminders of, you know, racism and all these reminders of how quote unquote bad the world is right now, all these scary things in the world, the stories that these women can create can really bring so much light and joy into the world, which I think is truly just this, the most important part really for me about writing. Even for myself as a creator, that's what I want to do, is just bring joy, bring inspiration, and just like light and life to people, you know.
Absolutely.
Just give them a break from all the real world, the pressures of the real world, quote unquote. So.
Oh, I forgot to mention my inspiration.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Jordan, we have to hear from you.
Hard. Well, one probably... Why am I? Probably my mom. Gotta say, mom. Because she worked in a, she worked in advertising for like political advertising, which is such an amazing job, which is really strong. And she was like, she was in a high position. Like she, I think like in like directing sort of position. So that was why she's my inspirations.
Nice.
Also, who else? Ugh. Probably Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
It's so yes, recently passed. Oh, yeah.
It's hard to comprehend it like now, but she was amazing, and she paved a path for a lot of women. And just want to honor her legacy by saying that right now.
Nice. Absolutely. Wow.
Yeah.
All right, and oh my gosh, you guys are putting me on the spot here. Ah. So there's so many inspirations, but why does the time come up and you're like, wait, what?
Yeah, that always happens. But it's okay. Do you have any like creative people who've inspired you, like authors or artists, anyone like that?
So I got into comics and everything from webtoons, which is it's where creators,
I think I've heard of that, yeah,
where they can upload their comics and stuff. So that was one of the things that got me into this.
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, which is fun. And what else? Inspirations. Oh, I really got into reading from like The Hunger Games. What else? Divergent books. Like,
absolutely.
Takes you into a world that is unlike our own. And there's so many more possibilities.
Yep. Absolutely.
All right. That reminds me actually of, oh, sorry, just real quick.
All right, you
can. That reminds me of another one of my inspirations. This author named Erin Hunter, and she wrote this series called the Warriors series. I don't know if you guys have heard of it.
Oh, I've never read it.
Is that the cat one?
Yes, the cat.
Yeah, oh my gosh, I need to read that. That sounds interesting. Especially
I was obsessed with it in like the fourth grade. I loved those books. And it was just like a story about these cats. And they had different clans, and the clans would be fighting, and it would just be like,
and they all like had warrior cats,
Yes, they had these really cool names. I can't even think of an example, but
like Lily Snow and stuff like that.
These cool creative names, like Lily Snow or like something, Lily Paul, like, you know, it was just so creative and just so different from anything I had read. And I was like, this is so cool. I want to do this when I'm older. I was just blown away by this cat story. It was like,
great. You have a good writer, and you can write about mostly anything. Like, I could write about a chair.
Yeah, it's true.
Chair's journey of life, walking down the street.
You could make anything a story, like anything could be interesting, especially for kids, because I was so into it. I was just like, this is the greatest thing I've ever read. It was amazing.
Yeah, the first
I still have them all upstairs.
Myself was, what did I first read? Oh my gosh. I first read the book by, I think, Mo Williams, I Will Surprise My Friend. And I read it all the time.
Oh, that's funny. I've never heard of that one. This sounds funny.
Oh, it's so funny. It's like these animals, this elephant and this pig, they were trying to surprise each other, and they're both on the other side of this rock. They couldn't find each other, and they're like walking down. They can't find each other. They finally find each other. Like, let's do it again. And I'm like, no.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you so much for coming on this episode. It means a lot. And if you guys want to watch more of our – well, listen more to our episodes, then stay tuned. We're going to have some more out. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.